Let's take a few moments, maybe some of your reactions, thoughts quickly. I want to give the mic, I want to pass the mic around so I can hear your comments. Go ahead.
Yes, well, I certainly could feel the gap very succinctly, and which is interesting, which leads me to a question I have. I practice primordial sound meditation from Dr. Chopra, and of course we talk about going into the gap. So I've done that. Now, how would you relate that to the Japra, which is the sound of God and the sound of Om? I did both for a while, but then, you know, how would you compare one to the other? Or
I never compare. There's no such thing as a bad meditation. And whatever it is that brings you the peace of God, and allows you to get into that gap, I encourage you to use. Japa, for me, starts out with sound because it's an access and it's a way of manifesting. The letter from Sandy Forrester is really a letter that suggests that if you put your attention on what it is, what you intend to manifest and create in your life, that you have the power to negotiate the presence of this into your life, not because you're becoming more powerful, but because you are now making conscious contact with God. And whatever it is that allows you to do that, Japa is a meditation that goes back thousands and thousands of years, and one that resonates with me. And the less sound that we use, the more it becomes a mantra internally. It just allows us to stay in the gap easier.
My father got hospitalized in December, and in one of those nights that I stayed with him, in this silence, a poem came to my mind, which I would like to share with you. Father, in the glow of the morning, when daylight starts, the message of morning reached our hearts. The moment of sorrow, the moment of pain, will there be tomorrow? Love will remain. A father forever embedded in light. Eternity rests in the darkness of the night. I listen to your voice, speechless thoughts, they flow. Silence puts down all the noise. Tomorrow will come, I know. Where are you after you left being here? Do you see? Do you feel? Are you near? Close to what we are, you will light a star. I read this to him the next morning when he was awake, and he said, "This is beautiful. You need to copy it." So I'd like to copy it to you.
Oh, that's very nice. Very nice. I love that. Any others? Any other thoughts, comments, Ricardo?
Yes. When we were doing that meditation, I felt incredible peace. Incredible peace.
Thank you. Any other reactions, especially about getting into that gap?
The first couple of times, I felt like I was falling backwards. And then I felt really light and like, you know, sort of not like anything I could really describe, but, you know, it moved from that sort of backwards falling to something that I can't really describe.
During the gap, as usual, I felt I was testing myself. But when the voice came, I didn't recognize it. It was like some Buddhist voice from somewhere else. It was very strange.